Do we have our athlete of the week?
No, we're thinking maybe he's stuck in traffic on Maumee because of all the construction.
Also, Onstead area, 223.
Oh, yeah, all kinds. So, I've been taking a little shortcut around the Onstead Devil's Lake area.
Is it Rome Road?
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice road.
I think a lot of other people discovered it because traffic was pretty heavy on Rome Road coming back from my trip yesterday.
So if Mitchell Hyatt is on his way, be safe. It's just an interview with us.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
No need to break any laws.
We'll record it.
Yeah.
So, but one of the more impressive performances at MIS last Saturday. This is my first chance to really talk about him. I've never interviewed the young man. So, 15. He won the state championship last Saturday in a time of 15 minutes, 15 seconds, 5 tenths, 15:15:5. He won the state championship in Division III by 17 seconds. That's a long time in a cross-country race. I mean, he crossed the finish line, and the next kid didn't come in. I mean, for
like
what
they weren't even
what
in
would
frame.
Not for a while.
Yeah.
That's an impressive win for that young man.
Like, if we had 17 seconds in between talking, you'd think the radio was broken.
Yes.
You'd call in. What's going on?
Yeah, someone might say, well, they wouldn't call us. Is he here?
Yeah, he's here.
Okay, good.
Yeah. He was so fast, hopefully.
Open the door. Let him in.
All right.
We're going to swing some microphones around, and we're going to let him talk as soon as Ian gets him in the studio here, and we're kind of adjusting here. But what an impressive performance. I mean, 17 seconds to win a state championship, let alone any meet, is very impressive by this young man. And we want to welcome into the studio your 2024 Division III state champion from Onstead High School, Mitchell Hyatt.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Thanks.
So I was just telling everybody, you won the state championship by 17 seconds. That's impressive. My son ran cross country for a year when he was in high school, so I've been to a few meets. That's a distance.
He's like, yeah, it was. I was real fast that day.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Obviously, that was a PR time for you.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you want to do, right? Build your way to your best run at the end of the season. How did you train? How did you approach, like, because you had the counties, right? You had the LCAA meet, a regional, and then the state championship. How'd training go for you?
Training went pretty good. Normally, like, with the training, it's like I ran about 60, 65 miles through the whole season and during the summer. A week, I was going to say. Yeah. And then when you get into, like, those championship meets, you, like, taper down, and I kind of tapered to about, say, 45 miles a week.
And so you're off race training, or you're off, went down.
It goes down in mileage, but the workouts are made so you still, like, are getting a little bit faster, and your legs still feel like, and they're not as much, but just to try to make your legs feel better.
So your season, I'd say in general, you did like a bookend start to finish, right? You won the county preview, back in, what was that, August?
Yeah.
And then just a successful run, pun intended, to win a state championship. That's great. I don't know how many people thought you would keep this up for a full season, and credit to you, you did. I want to ask you about your school and the culture around cross country, because you have a lot of very talented runners at Onstead. Do you kind of push each other to just be better every single week?
I feel like we do. We have about like our like our second through fourth runners are all pretty close, so they run workouts together and they push each other. And during races, they're all close and none of them really want each other to beat each other, so that just makes them push even harder.
I have a quick question about MIS, then I think John has more to ask you. There's a lot of runners in each division, right, for the state run. Do you all just start in a big blob and then you just go? So, like, you could have been in the back of the pack, so to speak, or how do they determine where you even start a race?
They put all the, like, the teams that qualify, they put them all in boxes, and that's about, like, 20 to 30.
Okay.
And then all the individuals, they group them, they, like, individuals, they put them up in, like, boxes with people that were in your region that qualified, and then the place you go in the box depends on what order you finished at regionals.
When you say box, is it like a taped area on the track or
painted? Just painted.
They paint it. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Interesting. Yep. Yeah. I've never been, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners haven't. I've wondered that because it's like I've seen marathons and it just seems like they say go and everyone just disperses.
It is similar to that, Ian. Yeah. It's, but there's an assigned spot within the grouping for each team or individual.
Cool.
So, once again, the LISD Athlete of the Week, Mitchell Hyatt with us here on a Friday instead of a Thursday, and we're glad it worked out. So now you're done with cross country. I'm assuming you'll run track in the spring. And are you a track athlete?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes you get a cross country runner, they play baseball or something in the spring, right. But most usually are distance runners on the track team. So, plans after high school. Do you plan to run at the next level? Would you like to run at the next level?
Is your phone getting blown up with offers to run at college?
I've gone to look at a college. I'm talking with a few coaches, but I don't have a decision made yet.
Okay. But you think that could be part of your next step is running at the college level?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, very good.
Great.
Hey, you're a state champion, and that's a great way to end your high school cross-country career. And I'm sure you'll be working throughout the winter and spring to be a high school track and field champion as well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mitchell, we want to thank you for being with us today. And as always, we want to thank the LISD for sponsoring our Athlete of the Week award. And we got some good stuff for you there. You're getting quite a collection. You were Athlete of the Week once before.
Yeah, it's a cave sticker.
That's right.
Like a cooling towel and another certificate.
There you go. All right.
A small token from us to you, and not just people from Onstead, but I think Lenawee County was and is very proud of you and what you did, and you've left a good mark for high school runners here. So, congratulations and thanks for making the drive and coming in. I made a joke. Maybe he ran in, but I think he took a car today. Mitchell, thank you for being with us, and good luck in the spring.
Thanks.